You're listening to the book summary presentation of Blue Ocean Strategy, How to Create Uncontested Market Space and Make the Competition Irrelevant by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mauborn. Narrated by Larry G. Jones and brought to you by Read In Graphics, actionable insights in one page. The big so what? Based on a study of 150 strategic moves spanning more than 100 years and 30 industries, the book provides a systematic approach to making the competition irrelevant, charting a bold new path to winning the future. This approach is called the Blue Ocean Strategy, or BOS for short. In this summary, we explain the key concepts, tools, and processes of the BOS. If you wish to apply BOS to make real breakthroughs in your business, we recommend that you read the entire book, complete with the case studies and details. Understanding the Blue Ocean versus the Red Ocean. Why bother with Blue Oceans to begin with? Because they create new demand, leading to easy, uncontested growth in sales and profits, and wider and deeper market opportunities in the unexplored space. Conventional business strategies are like fighting in a red ocean full of casualties. It's all about beating the competition in existing market spaces, exploiting existing demand, and trying to either differentiate your products and services or to offer lower costs. Blue oceans are different because you focus on creating uncontested market space, hence making the competition irrelevant. By creating and capturing new demand, you break the conventional trade-off between value and cost to offer both low cost and product differentiation. A cornerstone of the BOS is value innovation, which is essentially the area where a company's actions concurrently reduce costs and increase its value offering to buyers. The company saves costs by eliminating and reducing its investments in certain factors that its industry competes on. It increases buyer value by raising and creating new value elements not previously offered by the industry. The latter may mean a short-term increase in investment, but this will be addressed once economies of scale kicks in. It's about creating a quantum leap in value for your buyers, thereby creating a new and uncontested marketplace. This strategy needs to span across the entire system of a company's activities. Tools and frameworks for analyzing the market. To formulate and execute the BOS, you need to understand and use several tools and frameworks. We will summarize these tools in this segment, then string them together in the next segment. We strongly recommend that you listen to this summary with our reading graphic in front of you so you can see the key concepts and tools visually for better understanding. First, we have the strategy canvas. This is a tool to capture the current state of play in the marketplace so you can understand where the competition is currently investing, how the industry currently competes in products, service, delivery, and what customers receive from existing competitors in the market. Please refer to our reading graphic for better illustration. Your BOS strategy curve should have a few features. 1. It must look significantly different from existing competitors. 2. It involves reducing costs by cutting back and/or eliminating competition factors that are taken for granted in your industry. 3. It involves increasing differentiation by raising and/or creating new competition factors. The book also highlights three components of a good strategy, which are focus, rather than diffusing your efforts across all factors, divergence, such that the shape of your value curve looks totally different from other players, and tagline, which must deliver not only a clear message, but advertise your offering truthfully. The second and third tools are the 4-Action Framework and the ERRC Grid. These two tools can be used in conjunction with the Strategy Canvas to develop a strategy that will create an uncontested market space. The four action framework is used to break the trade-off between differentiation and low cost to create a new value curve. Use these four questions to challenge an industry's logic and business model. 1. Reduce. Which factors should be reduced well below the industry standard? 2. Raise. Which factors should be raised well above the industry standard? 3. Eliminate. Which factors that the industry takes for granted should be eliminated? 4. Create. Which factors should be created that the industry has never offered? With this approach, companies can determine which product characteristics to increase or decrease their focus on. Next, use the ERRC grid to specify the action steps to take in each of the areas that you can eliminate, reduce, raise, and create, so that you can communicate your strategy internally and take concrete action. The fourth tool is the Pioneer Migrator Settler Map, or the PMS map for short. Here, you plot your company's current and planned portfolios into three categories. 1. Settlers, which are your Me Too offerings and businesses that are similar to your competitors. 2. Migrators, which are your offerings and businesses above market average. 3. Pioneers, which are offerings and businesses of unprecedented value. Pioneers are the drivers of your BOS and your most powerful sources of long-term profitable growth, but settlers are often your cash generators today. By plotting out your portfolio, you get a perspective on your potential for growth. Your goal is to have a balanced portfolio for current and future cash flow and growth. The fifth BOS tool is the Buyer Utility Map. This map shifts focus to the buyers, helping you to identify the utility spaces that a product or service can potentially fill. Here, you chart out where you currently value add through six utility levers, namely consumer productivity, simplicity, convenience, risk, fun and image, and environmental friendliness. Spread out across six stages of your buyer's experience, namely purchase, delivery, use, supplements, maintenance, and disposal. Your goal is to use this buyer utility map to consider how to offer new or different utilities to your buyers, and also ways to remove barriers that hinder conversion of non-consumers to consumers. Exceptional utility is achieved when an offering removes the greatest blocks to utility across the entire six stages of the buyer experience cycle. This gives customers a compelling reason to use your product. Now that we have covered some of the key BOS tools, let's move to the next segment. Four key principles to formulating Blue Ocean Strategy. The first principle is, reconstruct your market boundaries. BOS is all about understanding how the market is currently performing and competing, then creating a strategy that is drastically different from the rest of the players. The book outlines six paths you can take to identify Blue Ocean opportunities and reconstruct your market boundaries. 1. Look across alternative or different industries. These include products or services that have different functions and forms, but serve the same purpose. 2. Look across strategic groups within industries. Examine other companies in that industry that are pursuing similar strategies. Zoom in on the distinctive strengths from each strategic group. Focus on these strengths and eliminate or reduce everything else. 3. Look across the chain of buyers. Consider whether your industry focuses on the purchasers, users, or influencers of a product, service, or identify if there is potential to unlock new value by shifting the customer's focus. 4. Look across completely the product and service offerings. Identify the context in which your product is used, including what happens before, during, and after your product is used. That can shed light on the pain points you can eliminate for your users. 5. Look across functional or emotional appeal to buyers. Consider how your industry competes primarily. Then, see if there are elements you can strip out of emotional appeal to compete functionally, or elements you can add to functional appeal to compete emotionally. 6. Look across time. Identify trends that have a high probability of impacting your industry, are irreversible and evolving in a clear trajectory. Then, participate in shaping these external trends over time. The second principle is, reach beyond existing demand. To maximize the size of the blue ocean, you need to look to 3 tiers of non-consumers. The first tier refers to your soon-to-be non-consumers who are at the edge of your market, waiting to jump ship. The second tier includes refusing non-consumers who consciously choose against your market. The third tier includes unexplored non-consumers who are in markets distant from yours. Focus on the tier that represents the biggest catchment at the time, but also explore and build on overlapping commonalities that apply to different tiers of non-consumers. The third principle is getting the strategic sequence right. To develop a robust strategy, ask yourself these 4 questions in sequence. If the answer is no to any of the steps, you need to rework the strategy until the item is addressed before moving on to the next step. 1. Buyer utility. Is there exceptional buyer utility in your idea? 2. Price. Is your price easily accessible to the masses? 3. Cost. Can you achieve the cost target to profit at this price? 4. Adoption. Are adoption hurdles addressed up front? When you have said yes to all 4 questions, you have a commercially viable blue ocean idea. The 4th principle is focus on the big picture. BOS involves taking a radically different path from your competitors. Visualize your strategy to unlock the creativity of people within your organization, help them see the blue oceans, and communicate the strategy for effective execution. This includes 4 components. 1. Visual awakening. Use the strategy canvas to draw your as-is canvas so you can visually compare your business with your competitors and see where your strategy needs to change. 2. Visual exploration. Use some of the key BOS tools to explore your alternatives visually. This includes exploring the 6 paths to reconstructing your market boundaries, doing field observations on the advantages of alternative products and services so you can map out your buyer utility map and ERRC grids, and then identifying which factors you should eliminate, create, or change to reach out to the 3 tiers of non-consumers. 3. Visual strategy fair. With insights from your field work, you are now ready to draw your to-be strategy canvas. Get feedback from customers and non-consumers to get your strategic sequence in place. Then, use the feedback to refine and build the best to-be strategy for your future. 4. Visual communication. Finally, you are ready to distribute your before and after strategy canvases on 1 page for communication with your organization. Support only those projects and operational moves that allow your company to close the gap to achieve this new strategy. So far, we've touched on the BOS concept, key BOS tools, and the 4 principles to formulate your BOS. Now, let's look at how to execute your Blue Ocean strategy. First, you need to overcome key organizational hurdles. Because BOS represents a huge shift from the status quo and people naturally resist change, your execution challenges are amplified. The book recommends using the approach of tipping point leadership to overcome 4 key hurdles to change. 1. Cognitive hurdle. You need to wake your employees up to the need for change. Rather than rely on numbers to convey the message, tipping point leaders focus on making people see and experience the harsh reality firsthand in 2 ways. to get managers to face the worst operational problems themselves, and/or to get managers to meet with their most disgruntled customers personally. 2. Resource hurdle. You'll need to execute this strategic shift with as few resources as possible. Rather than try to secure more resources, tipping point leaders focus on multiplying the value of existing resources that they have in 3 ways: by redistributing resources to hot spots, redirecting resources from cold spots, and horse trading resources you don't need for those that you do need. 3. Motivational hurdle. You'll also need to motivate key players to move fast and tenaciously. Instead of trying to win over everyone, tipping point leaders focus on 3 areas of disproportionate influence. They zoom in on the kingpins, or key influencers. They use the fishbowl management for these kingpins by shining a spotlight on their actions. And they break down the challenge to the smallest possible bits that are relatable and attainable. 4. Political hurdle. To overcome age and treachery, you can leverage your angels, silence your devils, and/or secure a conciliar in your management team. The second aspect of executing BOS is to build execution into strategy. There will always be resistance to change, and much more so with BOS, which pushes people out of their comfort zones and challenges past practices. To minimize the risk of distrust, non-cooperation, and even sabotage, the book recommends a FAIR process in making and executing strategy. The FAIR process approach involves 3 E's. 1. Engagement, involving individuals in the strategic decisions that affect them. 2. Explanation, helping everyone involved and affected to understand why the decisions are made as they are. 3. Expectation clarity, stating clearly the new rules of the game after a strategy is set. Other useful details in the book to look out for. In this summary, we have covered the key ideas of the Blue Ocean Strategy. The book is packed full of great ideas, tools, and frameworks, which are brought to life through real-life examples and case studies. Some of these examples include Southwest Airlines, Cirque du Soleil, NetJets, Curves, NTT, Docomo, Home Depot, Ralph Lauren, Toyota, Novo Nordisk, Bloomberg, QB House, Apple, European Financial Services, Pret a Manager, IKEA, Swatch, and many more. The BOS official website also comes with many useful resources, including a detailed breakdown of the concepts, tools, frameworks, and additional tips. You can visit the site at www.blueoceanstrategy.com. We hope you've enjoyed this book summary presentation of Blue Ocean Strategy: How to Create Uncontested Market Space and Make the Competition Irrelevant, by W. Chan Kim and Renee Malborn. Read by Larry G. Jones. Brought to you by Read In Graphics. Actionable insights in one page. To get the most from this presentation, we recommend that you take 2 to 3 minutes to review our reading graphic, where we've summarized the key ideas from this book into one page of easy-to-digest graphics. This is a powerful way to see, organize, and apply insights to create new breakthroughs in your life. Find out more about us and download more titles at www.readingraphics.com.